Jurors in the murder and racketeering trial of James Whitey Bulger have plenty to think over following 3 days of testimony by a man who says he killed with Bulger and on Bulger's behalf. WBUR's David Boeri was in federal court for all of the testimony by confessed killer John Matarano. First off, David, tell us about Matarano's demeanor over the 3 days of testimony. What sort of impression did he make?
His demeanor changed over those 3 days. He came in, Bob, at first very confident. He is a professional witness. Answers are crisp, to the point, even flat emotion. And in that first day, under direct examination by the government, he laid out a devastating case implicating Bulger in murder after murder after murder.
So then tell us about the picture he painted for the jury about how criminal associations in Boston worked during the Bulger Day and Bulger's involvement in that.
Let me go to 10:45 on the last day of his testimony, Bob. Here it was all compressed as to what he accomplished. Question from the prosecutor. Were you and Mr. Bulger involved with the murder of Michael Milano? Correct. With Al Plummer? Correct. With William O'Brien? Correct. Eddie Connors? Correct. King? Correct, 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 correct. There were 9 corrects there. And in addition, did Mr. Bulger admit to you that he murdered Brian Halloran? Correct. And also, did he admit that he killed Buddy Leonard? Correct. There's 11 murders that he implicated Bulger in a matter of about a minute and a half, no more.
So what was the most damaging portion of that?
Detail. Let me tell you one or two of them. The detail that he puts into the murders that make them all the more treacherous. One day in 1975, he implicates Bulger in 2 murders. The first one is of Tommy King. Tommy King is shot in the back of the head. He is buried close to the Neponset River. On the same day that Tommy King is killed, Bulger then allegedly kills Buddy Leonard. He puts the body in Tommy King's car, and he makes sure that Buddy Leonard is found the next day. And what makes this particularly treacherous is, although the jury hasn't been told this yet, we know that John Connolly wrote informant reports the next day in which his informant, namely Whitey Bulger, says, sources say that Tommy King killed Buddy Leonard and had to leave town, when in fact Tommy King had been buried. And over the course of several weeks, more informant reports from Bulger, written up by Connolly, finally report that Tommy King was killed because he had killed Buddy Leonard. The crime was solved, and it was pointed elsewhere. It was that kind of detail, Bob, that shows a particularly treacherous Bulger, and there are a number of those stories, and those probably are going to last with the jurors.
All that from Matarano, though, came during his testimony for the prosecution. The defense, when it got its crack at him, tried to make him a very appalling character. I mean, here's a guy who murdered 20 people. What seems to be the most damaging portions of cross-examination against Matarano, in your view?
When cross-examination of Matarano began, he was still confident, cocky, really. Kind of brushed away the first of the answers by cross-examining attorney Hank Brennan. And then Brennan, through an effective and eviscerating series of questions, painted John Matarano as nothing short of being a sociopath. And he established that Matarano was placing blame elsewhere. He was evading responsibility over and over again. He pointed to somebody else, wanted to blame Bulger for sending him to do these crimes, that he was only the trigger man, that he only pulled the trigger, as if that didn't make him responsible. We then found out that John Matarano got out of prison, is now involved in casinos. He is gambling. What they established was that he was in contact with criminals from the first time that he got out of prison after serving a mere 12 years for these 20 murders.
That's Matarano. He's done. What's ahead, David?
The jurors take a breath. I think the courtroom takes a breath. We go to some of the evidence, some of the technical evidence from the scene of the crimes. We're going to hear pretty soon from one of the victims' families, and we roll on from there. But again, the jury has had an earful and an eyeful this week.
WBUR's David Boeri from federal court. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.
A reminder, you can follow developments in the Bulger trial moment by moment as they happen by following our live blog at WBUR.org.